Welcome to the Daytime Confidential podcast, brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. On today's show, we discuss Lindsay Hartley on All My Children, Brooke and Thomas on Bold and the Beautiful, Johnny is Sick on Days of Our Lives, the Balkans' identity is revealed on General Hospital, Who Shot Daddy Ford on One Life to Live, and Neil Patrick Harris and Eric Braden duke it out on the web and in media. All this and much more on today's show, so stay tuned. We have a special guest with us today, Eric Braden. Welcome.
Hello. I am very happy to have my publicist contact your little show to talk about certain things in the media that this little boy that I have never heard about has been saying about me.
Oh, really, Mr. Braden? Your publicist seems to be contacting everybody.
Who are you? Who are you?
High five, Rager.
I do not wish to talk to you. Who are you? Do you watch that General Hospital? Then I do not wish to talk to you. I wish now, a dead laying on a slab. Man, what were you asking me?
So what are your thoughts on the fact
that... How dare
Neil,
he?
Neil Patrick Harris apologized.
How dare you? How dare everyone? Neil Patrick Harris, I don't know who this person is.
Okay, so you don't...
I have been in the business for 50 years.
You don't know the man, the go-to guy in television? You
I am the go-to guy in television! And I have 50 Soap Opera Digest covers to prove it.
But weren't you on his show? I mean, you have to know who he is if you've never met him.
That show was nothing before I joined, I tell you that. Got that?
Oh, your one guest performance made the whole series, huh?
You are damned right, and if you were a man, I'd punch you in the face. Don't you?
Well, hell, if you were a woman, you'd at least get threatened.
These people do not understand what I have contributed to pop culture. Betty White, fuck her. I have been here 50 years.
So, Reggie's not a woman?
No, what I'm saying is he will threaten to punch a woman if
he just did threaten her.
I could have told them he was a douchebag. I've been saying this for years. It's nothing new.
Shut up, Melody! You make me sick.
Hi, this is Sean Young, and I would like to refute these allegations that Eric is a douchebag. He's a really great guy. He got me a part on The Young and the Restless after I did his movie, The Man That Did Me in the Back.
Go shut up and fall on your ass on Dancing.
I mean,
you got kicked off.
I mean, The Man Who Came Back. I would like to talk about this. I'm Victoria Rowell.
No, you didn't.
I want to tell you that the true douchebag is Peter Bergman. Peter Bergman is the douchebag in this situation. And Michelle Stafford. They are the douchebags, not Eric Braden.
Thank you, my dear. You are wonderful.
I am not a douchebag. I am Jeannie Cooper.
Dang on, Devin.
I was in the original showing of The Greatest Show on Earth.
Oh, my God.
Hi, this is Christoph St. John. I'm not a douchebag, but I can't
want to be on the show.
I'm not a douchebag. I just play one on TV.
Can I play the girl's dad? I need to work, for God's sake. Christoph! Oh, God, Vicky. Why don't you tell everyone what it's like for the black people? God damn it, Vicky! I just want to work. Would you leave me alone?
I just happen to be here. Hey, y'all, this is Darius McCray. Shut up, you fool. This is my interview. Who are you people? I am the star of The Young and the Restless.
What about me? It had to be a Victor for there to be a Nikki.
Shut up! No one watches the show for you. Ask Soap Opera Digest. They don't put you on the cover. I have been in touch with everyone in Hollywood because they know what a star I am. Who is this Neil Patrick Harris? I'll punch him in the face and spank his bottom. I'll spank his bottom and then I'll punch his teeth out. I will. I did. I did. I put it at.
So what weighed more on your decision to back out? Was it the two lines or was it the surgery, post-surgery?
It is the young and the restless. They have me on every day.
They work
you
me
know
like
how
a
much
slave.
Pressure it is to do 40 hours of scripts. 40 pages of scripts.
50.
I don't give a damn. 54. It does not make any sense for me to do a hit primetime sitcom for a cameo. That might have been okay for that fool who played Jay Peterman on Seinfeld. But I am
but
a
you did it before.
It was not two lines. Research your... I will not do interviews with journalists who ask me questions. Never! Never! How dare you! You did not question me. I am Eric Braden. You just listen to me insult this man. Do you hear me? I will hang up on this interview.
Why don't you?
Oh, that would be hot.
I bet I will buy up all the shares of this daytime confidential.
Yeah, we're about to cut your mic. You don't play, you play Victor. You ain't Victor.
Who are
Thank
you?
Her. You better ask somebody. Hang him up, Luke.
Who are you? Who is this?
Someone who you wish you can knock the shit out of, but you can't.
I got the show.
Someone who you think you can knock the shit out of, but bust the shit out of you first.
He's my knee.
Oh, stop. isn't that funny? That bra speaks out.
Wow. Eric Braden was really mad. What was up with all that, Luke?
I don't know. I'm not sure we'll have him back as a guest. So, Jillian, your thoughts on the biggest story to hit last week?
When it comes to the, you know, Eric versus Neil on the phone, which, you know, Eric versus Neil, you know, I think with this whole thing where Eric's talking all that smack, let's be real. If he and Neil Patrick Harris were to call Les Moonves, who you think Les will pick up the phone first, and who you think Les will have one of his underlings say, take a message? Let's be real here. You know, his statement...
I have Les Moonves on speed dial, little girl. Don't
Her
you...
point was he'd actually pick up...
How dare you interrupt me!
Does it matter if you have him on speed dial if he doesn't pick
Hello.
Up?
Hello. Look, his statement...
How dare either of you!
Okay, let me finish.
What does that mean? Will somebody get in a Twitter fight with me? I just want to be on the show.
Hey, you're getting plenty of dicky. Shut up. Jillian, keep going.
Okay, his statement just proved, look, how arrogant he can be with what exactly transpired. You know, I'm pretty sure if Neil Patrick Harris knew about the hip thing, I don't think he would say anything about Eric Braden backing out. I don't think he's an asshole to be like, oh, he's a douchebag for not showing up on the show because of his bum hip. I'm pretty sure he would have been like, oh, he probably wouldn't have said anything at all. I think with his rebuttal, I think when someone said something about the hip, that's probably when he was like, oh, crap. But
well, and the thing of it is,
the show is called How You Met.
What Neil said, and what Eric even admitted to, is that he said the role wasn't substantial enough. I don't feel, now I don't know this, but I'm sure Neil Patrick Harris did not get any information about his hip, and the show probably didn't either, because Eric Braden was like, I'm not going in for two lines because I've had this surgery. Okay, did you let the show know that was the reason? You know, I mean, he agreed to do this, and then he decided because it wasn't substantial enough. It's like a cameo line is not, you know, he's back at work at Y&R, so it wouldn't have, you know, if he's in recovery, it wouldn't have taken that much more of an effort to do two lines. I think it's an ego thing. I mean, he's
yeah,
basically
it is.
Not substantial enough. You are a soap opera actor guesting on a primetime show. It's like Eric Braden really believes all the hype that these sycophants in the soap media have helped to create the monster that he is. You are not all that. I mean, yes, you are on the number one soap. And this whole, I've been in Hollywood for 50 years. Well, yeah, you have. But then again, so had Shucky Sales. I mean, it's not like we knew who you were before Y&R.
You know, Let's- you... you would think that he would think it would be the reverse. You would think he would tell Wynah, look at here, y'all got me doing too much stuff, too much lines. I need to slow my roll with this because I'm recuperating. You would think he would take the one with the smaller one so it can be easy on him. It's an ego thing. Doesn't this man realize the show is called How You Met Your Mother and not Eric and Them?
And I'm going to be honest about why it was so quick for me, easy for me to believe, Neil. Because it lines up and jibes with everything we've heard about this man for years. About how he rewrites, he makes the writers rewrite stuff to where he wins every scene. He says what he will not say and what he will not do. And he just shows his natural ass on the set of that show. Well, you can do that on Y&R because, yes, you are a superstar there. But ain't nobody studying you in prime time like that, Eric Braeden. Ain't nobody studying you like that.
He can kiss his ever thinking of going on a primetime show goodbye. Cause I'm pretty sure people are watching and they're like, okay, we're not casting this guy if we have him with two lines. That, you know, people are missing the point. Eric has not denied. People keep saying, oh, his hip. If you read the first statement he gave, he just put it in there. It wasn't a big deal about the hip thing. He admitted in Entertainment Weekly, okay, the line, you know, they didn't give me a bunch of lines. I'm not doing that for them. And then as he goes to more media outlets, it becomes, oh, it's the hip. And then he keeps saying, I am not doing that for two lines. I don't do that for anybody. Who are you, dude? You act as though people are calling you and asking you to host the Tonys. They do that for Neil Patrick Harris. He is the red-hot guy of the moment right now.
But you know what? Neil started it. I will give him this. Neil Patrick Harris started it. But this is my thing. One response to Entertainment Weekly would have been sufficient.
Exactly.
Turning this into a media tour. And people are like, well, they probably went to him. I doubt it. I doubt all those places. Deadline doesn't usually take quotes from people. His publicist, I bet you, contact. I don't know that for a fact, but I bet you they contacted all these people for this. Because it's a, you know, and now he's in, Eric Braeden
everywhere.
Is now. And it's a, you
I
know,
can't
it's a
wait
blessing.
Till they, it ends
him,
up on the soup.
He should send Neil Patrick Harris a bouquet of flowers because he is once again in, you know, on the spotlight. And this is my thing about Eric Braeden. If the guy, the guy called you a douchebag, let's say, you know, yeah, he's in the wrong for that. He is. Okay,
yeah,
so he called you a douchebag.
His name.
But my God, does it have to go from he needs to be taught a lesson to he needs to be punched, his teeth punched out of his
The best one is spanking. Can we just pause for a second about spanking?
He defers to something violent every time because he's got that reputation. He gonna run up on somebody at the senior citizen home that's gonna whoop his old ass one good time. And he gonna stop all this talk trying to fight everybody. Just because you head buddy Peter Bergman don't mean everybody you run up on is gonna let you show out like that. Somebody done kicked him in that bum hip and he'll stop all this acting crazy.
You know, I know he's probably strutting around Monday morning. You can best believe he's strutting around on that set like some proud peacock. Did you see I went after that little boy? You know,
it's not because don't nobody talk to him on there. Nobody like him.
But, you know, I'm kind of disappointed that Neil Patrick Harris didn't stick to his guns. I mean, you know, you said
Neil
said on it.
But there, that was going to be a no-win situation for Neil Patrick Harris. The moment that he pulled out the health card, that's no win.
He probably never thought it would become this, you know, media circus that it is. Because he has gotten more blog posts from us Purdue than when he came out of the damn closet because he got it. In the douchebag. It's like,
when I first saw that, I was on the phone with Jamie and I was all talking. We're talking about DC business. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm about to blog this. And I'm like, ah! And he's like, what? I'm like, Lord have mercy. I said, Lord have mercy. He's like,
what a slow news day.
Yes, we were talking about how slow the news day was. I'm like, thank you, Neil Patrick Harris. I'm like, oh, Jesus. I said, Neil Patrick Harris, don't call Eric Braeden a douchebag. I gotta go. And I'm just like, oh, Lord. He went after Big Daddy. I said, oh, no. show. And I know Neil Patrick Harris is sitting somewhere like, what the hell did I unleash? Because this man, everybody who speaks to him, he just amps it up. It just, you know, and this
client. But this publicist, I'm going to say this about Eric Braden's publicist. He got a damn good one.
Oh,
yes, he does. Absolutely.
That publicist needs to go work for ABC Daytime.
What other soap star could get in every single major publication on the same day?
Susan Lucci could, but she's such a sweetheart and a diplomat. Susan Lucci was like, fuck that damn Jamie Luna. It would get all those same headlines, but she's not going to do that because she has class.
And she's a company girl.
She's a team player. You know, this just, you know, everybody, my inbox was crying because people are just like, oh my God, I can't believe what an asshole Eric Braden is. I'm like, hey.
I bet you Melody Scott, Sidney Coleman, Peter Bergman have all, like, chipped in to send Neil Patrick Harris and his partner.
Well, you sound like Seasons. Shout out to Seasons because she said that on DC. She's
they like, have probably, they sending that boy on a Carnival cruise.
I'm just, you know, in this climate with
for the entire family.
Yeah. Peter Bergman is like, I just bought a star in your family's name. And damn it.
In this climate with all this bullying coming off, you know, Eric just comes off as a bully. I will give him this because if someone called me out of my name, you best believe I'm going to respond.
Neil struck first. Neil struck first. But did it really take. I'm going to, you know, he needs his teeth knocked down his throat. It's like, damn, he called you a D-bag. He didn't even smile out, douche. Come on, get over it.
Not only that, but when he was talking about spanking, I thought to myself, well, did you want that with a hand, a spoon, a whip? What type of spanking are you taking?
You just gave out these interviews for free. All the time it could have taken, you could have went on and done that cameo in the time it took to go.
Well, and apparently he does more. He does at least two lines for everybody else.
What?
With all the interviews.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you know, I'm just like, this dude. And you know this is going to make, not that he cares, because Eric Braden is, you know, he ain't hurting for work because he getting paid good at Y&R. But you can bet no other. I was thinking about this. Will this make every other primetime person go, I don't want to deal with that one? Or it could make the people at Community call him up. You know, and be like, you want to do a cameo over here? You know, but.
In this climate, you really should not be acting that way. You know what I'm saying? I understand, because you know, Jamie, you call me out of my name, it's on like Donkey Kong. Y'all already know. But all of this media tour, like you share, giving your last performance, dude, calm.
Well, we know how that
went. Oh, my God. Call me out of my name all the time on message boards.
Yeah, but.
Find items, whatever. But, you know, it's like. Come on, Eric. And yeah, you're right. I will go buck, but I ain't going to go buck and hold a press conference. I might go buck on Twitter, but come on. You're going to go buck and call up everybody. And, you know, he, of course, can do that, but, you know, he ain't through. You can bet it's going to be at least three more interviews next week. It's going to be at least three.
You know, everybody's like, oh, it's just two lines. I'm like, so what? You know how much people would kill for two lines on a hit primetime series so they can get their career jump-started or jumped off?
Exactly.
You know, this isn't the golden years of soaps when a soap.
Kristoff want two lines on the Young and the Restless.
Hello! I know Kristoff sitting in his dressing room like, he's a damn fool. I'd kill for them two lines. Oh, he probably rolled up to How I Met Your Mother. Yo, I could play her daddy. You're black. So, I don't care. She can have a black daddy. What?
It is, you know. I blame Kristoff because it ain't no way alive or dead I would sit up and collect a check and I'm not being used. It's too many. I'd go do one of them soulful sitcoms that they're doing on TV One, that Tatiana Ali show or something. I'd be out there auditioning because...
Another soap or something.
Because I just wouldn't. But, you know, we jump in subjects. But Eric Braden, I mean, this is par for the course for him. I love the Victor Newman character. Y&R would not be Y&R without him. But it is really showing more and more he shows he is not doing any acting job. He is playing himself. You know, it is not a stretch for him to play an obnoxious egomaniac 5 days a week on that soap.
You know,
before we switch soaps, I have to ask you, Jillian. What did you think of Nick and Diane getting it on?
I'm not ambivalent to it. I like it. I actually like it, but you know, if spoilers, I like it. I actually do. I think it's very, you know, dirty and
snatchalope.
No, don't. You know, I think it's very taboo. I'm like, that's your father's ex-wife. She could have been your little. You know, Kyle could have been your little brother, but he's literally your little. He could have been little brother. But anyways, you know, I like it. But the thing that I'm not really feeling is that they're saying there may be another man thrown into this. This could be a triangle. And I just said to myself, Lord Jesus, please do not. I repeat, do not let it be Victor, Diane, and Nick, because I will just be grossed out. I don't. That's not cute at all. No.
And Jamie, what happened to Maura West's hair? She's looking awfully Carly Tenney this lately.
She's looking like she's in a revival for Peter Pan.
The Sandy Duncan version.
It's a cute haircut. I like
it. It is.
It's definitely fresh. But, yeah, she scalped herself. She cut off all her hair. It started off, you know, when she joined, she had a little, you know, a little wispy cut. And now it's like she is like Jane Mancini. Season 2 of Melrose Place. It is gone, but I like it.
With the wind.
Okay.
Reagan.
Serious.
Let's talk about All My Children for a bit. First of all, I want to get everybody's impressions real quick of the new opening. What'd you think, Reagan?
I liked it. I mean, it's nice and updated. I'm a traditional kind of girl, so I would have preferred them to just put a newer twist on the photo album. I know some people probably are like, why? It's tired and boring, but
the photo album is still there at the end.
It
doesn't actually have photos in it.
It's not like photos like them going through a photo album like it typically was. So, but it's okay. I mean.
Well, the first thing I thought of when I saw it was, didn't we see this on Guiding Light? It looked very Guiding
Light.
And
I loved it. That's why I love it. It reminds me of the Jill Farrand Phelps years when the show was good of Guiding Light.
Maureen.
I never cared about that. The old timers did, you know, like Mike's generation. But I just started watching the show then, so I didn't, you know, Maureen wasn't no skin off my butt. But, you know, but that opening was, I love the new opening because it, you know, and I'm going to give credit where credit is due. Guiding Light got that from what? Knots to the Landing. That was the classic Knots Landing way to open a soap with everybody.
I wonder if it's also a matter of because of how this one is now filmed, if it will be easier for them to swap out the clips. They won't actually have to do the photo shoots and the poses and everything like they've had to do before. So now they can just take it.
I wish that they'd let One Life to Live have 50 cents and a string of yarn so they can get a new one, because I'm tired of seeing poor Farrah Fath looking like she did when she played on Days of Our Lives. Because
opening
has not been updated in half a decade.
Well, they added the newer contract players, but they should have just updated
everything.
Look, it could be like
Trevor St. John still has long hair, and he hasn't had long hair in like 4 years.
No, it could be like GH, where you still have Justice the ass on there.
Now let's dive into AMC a little deep though, because AMC this week. I don't usually pay much attention to AMC, but I said I'm gonna come out here ready for you because you be complaining.
No, this last week wasn't bad. Lindsay Hartley, boy, she comes on and her character, once it arrives in Pine Valley, single-handedly makes this thing.
Oh, now there you go.
She did.
Single-handedly made the show worth watching. You just...
No, she not. In terms of the hospital storylines, yes, she did.
Alicia Mitsu is going to punch you in your gut and knee you in the nads. Stop doing that. She ain't single-handedly made the show worth watching.
In terms of the storyline she's in, I mean, I didn't really have an investment, per se, in her character's new brother, though I did think that triangle would be interesting. But then to have...
It's an ensemble. They don't single-handedly make the shows worth watching. Lindsay. She's great.
You do that all the time, Luke.
Her brother is also holding his own, and I love that twist that he is not her lover. He's her brother. I did not see that coming. That is.
I saw that coming from a mile away. How could you not see that coming?
Well, they played it like they was hunting. Hey, you read the spoilers. Give me a break. I don't read spoilers.
You know what? Honestly, I haven't read them in a little bit because I find like it's so hard. I find that the reason sometimes I'm so down on General Hospital is because I read them and. And I just know what's going to happen, so I feel like I'm so tired of it because I already know, but it's really my own fault.
One thing Latin Americans can say about all my children, they can never say they play them as a negative stereotype because this is now the second Hispanic family in Pine Valley that is heavily rooted in the medical profession. First there were the Santoses, and now we got the Castillos.
Oh, yeah. AMC does the Latinos well. I mean...
Yeah, I love it. Even though poor, what's her name? Lindsay Hartley is as white as snow in New York City, and she plays nothing but Latinos on daytime.
Because yeah, her olive complexion. Yeah,
this is third Latina role, and she is German.
I'm pretty sure she ain't hating on that. She's like, I ain't mad at that.
I'm working my niche.
You know. But, she's probably like,
I love her. I love her with Jake. The Joe Manda fans are getting mad at me on Twitter. I see chemistry there. I love Jake and Amanda, but this is a soap opera. No one wants.
Well, not only that, but Chriselle's on recurring. So
you can do a lot on recurring. That,
well, no, you can, but I mean, it's one of those things where if she would get another job, I mean, she has the option to split.
She's all right. She's all right to stay there. She ain't, you know, she said she was going to do recurring, but she got love for AMC, so she's there. A triangle with them would be a quadrangle, actually, because I know that, you know, Griffin is slated for Kendall Slater, but I'm loving Griffin and old girl's chemistry, Chriselle Stouse. You know, I wouldn't mind seeing them. Griffin is just the bomb.com anyway. I mean, Oprah Purdy had it right when she was like, my man! You know, he just put it up in Pine Valley. I want Erica Kane to get a crack at that.
Oh, no. She needs to sit down, too. Sometimes she, sit it down. Sit it down. Sit it down.
So, Reagan, what did you think of that storyline this week?
I am liking it. I like Jake and Amanda together, but there is something with Jake and Kara that is very real, and Lindsay Hartley is just phenomenal. I'm really happy to see her on there. Glad to see her, you know, not missing a beat and still in the soap world.
Days long.
Well, and wardrobe too. They got her some tight wardrobe.
She looks fantastic. Everything from her hair to she looks fantastic.
Days is long. Days' loss is AMC's gain, though.
Absolutely.
Days had her on there as a drug mule. I never understood how they were writing her. Oh, my gosh, though. Angie. Why don't they let my Angie see again? She walking around with this.
It's starting to get a little ridiculous now.
I'm pretty sure Christoph St. John will be like, I'll play Blanche.
Yeah. Well, he ain't Angie. Angie walking around with this stick with that glaucoma that took her eye. I like it. But I did like Madison versus Greenlee this week and Kendall versus Greenlee. You know,
Well, Kendall versus Greenlee is always money shot.
Okay. Greenlee was being a bitch this week, which is how she should be written, scheming and conniving and trying to keep Kendall out of her meeting. And Kendall came over there.
She wasn't trying to keep her out of the meeting. She was trying to be sympathetic to the woman who just lost her husband.
That's why Kendall came up in there with that hat looking like Paddington Bear. And she was finna take. She was finna get her fusion back at Randy. Oh, should we schedule a meeting later? Oh, I don't know what. You know, I'm liking Madison because Madison ho check Greenlee. I can't wait Greenlee finds out that she is pregnant with Ryan's baby. Even though Ryan doesn't have more vasectomies than
Victor.
some of the redstone, but I'm like, come on, man. You know, but somebody was like, no, remember? Somebody was telling me. I was like, I thought Ryan got snipped. And one of the fans was like, no, remember? Then it got reversed and it got unreversed and they stole his sperm. Then they ate his sperm. Then they threw his sperm up in the air and caught it. And I'm like, I don't know.
Don't that remind you of Victor Newman, though?
Yeah, you know? Ryan's children, his progeny, are going to be literally the all my children of all my children. It's like another baby for Ryan.
Well, Reagan, what did you think of how Kendall's handling everything? It seems like she's getting more and more desperate, but doesn't want to admit it.
You know, I kind of think it's very... I get her blaming Greenlee, and I kind of like the scenes with her and Ryan when Ryan was like, she wasn't there alone. I was there too. And she said, well, if we didn't have a son together, I wouldn't be speaking to you either. So I kind of, I feel like there's a little bit of reality being influxed into it. As much as, you know, your husband dying in some plane explosion while your friends are looking for evidence to clear her of a bogus murder trial is not necessarily realistic. But, you know, I mean, it kind of like it made sense because you're sitting there thinking to yourself, well, damn, Kendall, why are you so tough on Greenlee about all this? You know, Ryan was there, too. And, you know.
Well, she sent him off to help him, too. But the thing, I get Kendall's pain because it's like if Greenlee would just sit her dysfunctional, silly ass down somewhere and stop marrying David Hayworth type people and getting herself into these shenanigans that everybody has to rescue her from every sweep.
She wouldn't have had to have been rescued if Ryan and Kendall hadn't made it made her feel like her marriage was being destroyed.
You see how he cut for that, Greenlee?
David Hayward is a devil.
He is a devil, but they had a good relationship for a while, and then Ryan and Kendall started telling him how evil he is.
He is evil.
And then Kendall comes back, and I gotta save you from David.
David is evil.
He's rotten to the core, and she married him and showed out and just... after what he did to the whole town, and then everybody had to rescue her.
Do not start attacking Greenlee when Sharon's doing the exact same thing with Adam.
And we attack her dumbass too.
We do attack her, but you make it sound like it's not possible for someone to find love, even though they've had this person has done terrible things.
The difference between Sharon and Greenlee is that they do at least write Sharon as being out of her dome when she does some of this stuff. You know, Greenlee is just silly.
Greenlee had come back from the dead. She had been in a coma. That is
just because she sailed off that cliff in that wedding dress. Don't give her any excuse to come back and tear up Pine Valley with her shenanigans. And poor Zack Slater had to go off and try to save her. And because AMC won't fly him back and forth, he had to die.
Well, speaking of shenanigans, Whip pulled a shenanigan on B&B. What'd you think of his photo talents, Jillian?
I'm just glad they're using Rick Hurst. I'm like, you know, I'm pretty sure he's glad, too. I'm glad that Whip is, you know, messing with Ridge, because Ridge is another one, you know, he needs to sit his funky tail down and stop messing in people's marriages. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have Brooke. If you don't want Brooke, let her go so she can walk in like a dog with your son or somebody else, you pig. You pig. Leave her alone. Either you go with Taylor, or you stay with Brooke.
Taylor is to blame, too.
It's
Taylor, because she is just using him as a substitute. And I feel like Whip used to be this hilarious, funny PR guy character. Right. He is becoming Rick Lansing light on this show. You know, he's not as crazy as Rick Lansing to do real out there stuff, but he is doing these little jealous, spoiled things, and it makes for good plot, but it's also like, okay, you're not just going to hurt Ridge, you're going to hurt your wife's son with this, and... you know, and poor Brooke is going to look like the slut of the valley again. But
you know, and Brooke was his...
Well, when you are, I mean, what can happen?
Wait a minute.
Because she is sexy and vivacious.
That still doesn't mean you're not a slut.
But sexy people, Luke.
You could be sexy and vivacious and still be a slut.
She chooses to have sex.
This is the thing I don't understand with people, though. I don't understand why some people are like, I can't believe Brooke gonna mess with Red's son. Didn't Taylor mess with Brooke's son I don't.
Yes, and Ridge slept with Brooke when she was married to his father. He also slept with Caroline when she was with Thorn. That's why Thorn plugged him.
I don't understand.
Why is it so scandalous when Brooke does it? They all do it. The Foresters are some nasty, perverted people. They are first family of incest and couture. I mean.
And Amber's plotting to get Liam. Jillian, what are you thinking how that's going?
Well, honey, it's going to get I'm starting to like this because it's going to get really juicy, honey. It's like
Adrian Franz going to be in a young adult storyline when she's 70.
It's true. But I mean, her plan is to get her hands on the Spencer money by basically marrying Leo.
Well, to me, that sounds like deja vu, like with what that boy name is, Rick. That's deja vu all over.
I'm like, I hope she finally gets a good divorce attorney because she marries wealthy men all the time, yet she never gets a good settlement.
So, in other words, she's a dumb hoe.
She's a dumb hoe. Rick knows would have got $200 million settlements out of these dudes by now. She married Rick Forrester, twice before she's been married to Rick, or was it once? Or did they go ahead and divorce after the... I think now they didn't divorce. They didn't divorce. So she was married to Rick. She moved to freaking Genoa City. Tricked Kane into marriage. He had a little change. Didn't get none of that. And then she married Daniel, who is the son of a rock star, and Phyllis is not broke. I'm like, you ever get a divorce settlement, girl? Dang.
Obviously, Phyllis said, I'm a smart hoe because you ain't getting none of my son's money. And remember that money Kay gave her? I don't understand why she's broke.
I think Kay got that money back when she returned from the dead. I'm sure she...
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
I bet she had Mitchell Sherman say, all of y'all, whatever. I hope you went on no spending freeze, because...
Well, let's talk about General Hospital for a bit. The Vulcan's identity was revealed, Reagan.
So we think.
Or so we think.
Well, I mean, it's what everyone kind of knew what it was from the beginning.
Considering Jerry called him
the Vulcan.
Goes, I am the Vulcan.
I don't know, but okay, we'll see.
Well, at least at this point in the game.
Why? Who do you think it is? Or what do you know, Mr. Giddens?
Who else was the Vulcan? But I don't know. This could be a red herring, or he could be the Vulcan, but we'll see.
But you mentioned also something in relation to this story about Jerry Jax. This last week on Instant Messenger, and you said, isn't it something how one character's return can make things interesting? What were your thoughts on Jerry's return as it plays into the story?
I just think when they do these storylines, as typical GH does, with everything, I mean, we've been listening about this Balkan crap for so long, and them protecting Brenda, and they've, like, released snippets of information as, you know, gooses deemed necessary for the fans to know, and they haven't been all that exciting. Okay, so Dante and Brenda knew each other. Whoopee! Brenda killed some guy and Dante covered it up. Okay, big deal.
You mean Chachi.
Yeah, Dante and Brenda, they may have slept together. Maybe they have a kid. Uh-huh, okay, snore. But you get, like, Sebastian Roche back and Jerry Jax back, and there's just a certain, like, excitement that comes to the whole storyline. And he is just so fantastic, and he plays that role so great, and he just kind of brings it all together, you know, in a different way than any other character involved in the storyline has or can.
But didn't it break your heart when you found out Siobhan is a double agent?
Oh, yes,
yeah, but we knew that last week.
Oh, I didn't. I missed that. I was like, ah!
It did. Oh, Lord. And oh, it just broke me. I'm like, you know you're going to have Lulu yelling in your face like she ain't got no sense.
And I hope she ran back and slapped the shit out of you.
I know, because Lulu's a two-faced cow. You turned...
Character I used to love, but now the actress is still phenomenal. Yeah. Love Julie Marie Berman. But they have written Lulu to where I'm calling her what they call her online, Shrulu.
She's
like, sanctimonious.
I want
your mama. Just like Laura. Laura used to drive me to distraction. I used to want Bobby to smack Laura in her smug face. I did.
But Lulu, no. Lulu, you turned on your cousin, you thing. So, But you know what? I like the fact that Theo is the Balkan. I was telling this to Jamie. Mm-hmm. You know, some people are like, you know, oh, I can't believe that's short, man. I'm like, how tall is he after he just starts? What is this? I didn't know there was a height requirement that I guess Sonny's ass should be 6'9". But he
I
ain't.
Don't like it.
I like it, but let me just, you know, this is someone you would never expect. I love it because, you know, I love it because he's coming after Brenda from an angle fans would never imagine through the law. You know, that's a big concept, you know, for some fans are like, because Luke, you always like for people to go after Sonny through the law. He's doing that, you know. And the one way I especially like that fans, including myself, thought that Gluza neglected about is that he's also, to me, he's going through going after Brenda through Robin. Everyone thinks the Balkan will come after Brenda through Sonny, Jax, Jason, Dante, even Lucky, since they're helping, you know, but everyone's forgotten and taken for granted Robin. You know, who knows Brenda better than all of them combined? Robin. Who knows Sonny, Jackson, Jason? Well, Robin. People would never think the Balkan.
You
will
know,
come Brenda
and I. Sorry, I agree with you on that. I wish as they were getting closer in the hospital, or as Theo was, you know, kind of building that relationship with Robin, I wish they talked a little bit more about her friendships or her life.
Well, maybe
and so we could see that a little bit more. But now that he's doing the hospital, she's going to be very skeptical of him.
Well, maybe you know how Robin is. Robin is going to try to appeal to his humanity. And when they get to talking, you know he's going to try to trip her up. And when they get to talking, he probably will. I mean, and you also, you know, fans have always cried, the hospital. We get the hospital. And we finally get Brenda and Robin connecting more. Because Brenda, you know, Robin was like the little sister that she never had. So I like
I
it.
I thought the Balkan was going to be somebody dashing and...
Oh,
sexy,
my God.
Oh, geez.
Paolo Saganti type or...
Oh, my Lord.
Another
Ted
Luis
King.
Alcazar type, and then we get Mr.
I don't understand how y'all think...
Mr. Magoo is the Balkan.
I don't understand how y'all think crime lords are supposed to look. They
Here's
don't...
the Sri Lankan. On soap operas, they need to be sexy, damn it.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. It's about sex.
So what did you call Tony's Anthony Zakara then?
I told you what I felt about that. This is the second kooky-looking thing we got running around poor Charles acting crazy.
Well, speaking of acting crazy, what the hell is up with Elizabeth being so pissed off at Brooklyn Reagan? I know.
Because they have nothing... original or anything to do with her for
the
some reason.
Assassination of
Elizabeth
Weber.
Yeah, I mean it's ridiculous. It's sad
like,
when
let's make her as bitchy as we can because
wow. You know she's going after Siobhan when she finds out what she did to Lucky. Y'all know
oh,
that.
Oh yeah. But it's sad when here's a character who is attached to the family of General Hospital and they can't come up with anything for her. You know, I mean. It's just, she's, you know, by far one of my favorite characters, so I hate it. There's rumors that, you know, there's going to be some Liz and Jason scenes. You know, this bus crash is coming up, and I think that's probably going to hit some notes with people on your characters on the show.
I don't understand that about a bus crash. You have all these wealthy people. You mean to tell me there's going to be a bus crash? Which of them are going to be on a bus?
Apparently, Stephen...
It's a field trip, isn't it?
Well, he arranges this ski trip.
Oh,
it's been a
okay.
bad year for everybody, so he
Rich
decides.
Rich people get on buses, Luke.
Let's take.
When yeah. I think of buses, I think of Greyhound, and I just can't see the residents of Port Charles on Greyhound.
No. Rich people, when you go to a celebrity party, it's usually on a charter bus because they don't want you going to their house. When I went to Neo's party, we didn't get to go to their house. We met at a location, and
not
they picked us up on a bus.
Not only that, for drunk driving reasons, rich people, when they go to the Hamptons, some rich people charter. They go on the Hamptons jitney to go to the Hamptons. They charter a bus because they don't feel like driving. You're such a snob. Ugh. You're such a snob. But I love Brooklyn. It's Brooklyn in the house. Brooklyn Hotel.
Oh,
get it, girl.
Oh, hello.
In her scenes with
I don't wanna...
Tracy were good, too.
Oh, I do. And they're wasting this girl. They are wasting this girl with Prince Boredom. Sorry, but we don't know. You know, I'm wondering what they're going to do because, you know, Tyler Christopher's contract is up in 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he got a new TV show. I don't mind their angle. I like the whole Taming of the Shrew thing. Or really,
do.
it's not Taming of the Shrew. It's Eliza Doolittle. You know, he's going to teach her how to be a lady while she accompanies him to parties.
But I hope...
But having lived at the Quartermain Mansion, does she really have to learn that much?
Yes,
about
because it? Her mama is from...
I understand where her mother is, but she spent a lot of time during the Dylan years in the Q Mansion. I mean, she was there for at least 3 years.
She didn't learn how to be a lady there, obviously.
You really have, you know, you be having mental blocks with that.
She grew up in Bensonhurst. She hung out at the Q Mansion for a couple of years, but
She wasn't reformed when she was at the Q's either. She was all that punk rock slash.
And it's not like Tracy is much of a lady anyway, and Monica trying to sleep with the gardeners and stuff. So it's like Nicholas is going to teach her how to be a proper lady. The thing of it is with Tyler Christopher, he has no energy for any of his scenes, and it shows. And this could be a good storyline. I'm going to give Guza his props. I would enjoy it. But he looks like he is
sleeping.
Sleeping in every scene, and he has for years. He is like this since the middle of the Emily Nicholas romance.
I think it's because, to me, this is just me. I don't know anything. I think it's because, you know, he's coming up, but, you know, his contract is coming up. They haven't played Nicholas as they used to heavily. I think he's, you know, I think he's phoning it in because
he's been doing that for 2 years.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe his contract's been up for 2 years.
No, he resigned.
I'm joking.
He sits there and acts like he is.
I think it's because he doesn't feel as though they're playing him like they used to. That's just my thing. I hope he resigns because
I hope he don't.
If you know,
bored and lazy, get the hell on off my TV.
Someone we wanted to keep on our TV was Eddie Ford, and someone shot the crap out of him. Reagan, who killed him?
I have no flippin' idea.
You did, Luke. You the cast killer.
Yeah. Jillian, any thoughts on who it is?
No, I don't care.
Jamie, you have any suspicions of who it is? Was it Nora? Was it one of the Ford boys? Was it someone else? Was it Clint?
It was probably Clint, because he got to keep his dirt down low.
I wouldn't be surprised though if it was Nora who walked back, picked up the gun, and shot him.
You know Nora.
I wouldn't be surprised.
See,
yeah. I hope it's Inez so we can kill two birds with one stone.
Oh God, yes.
Go to prison forever.
She's so slow. Well, yeah, we know how you feel, Reagan. Reagan just tore her a new ass last week.
She's terrible though. I mean, and there's no improvement in sight.
She is. She's just, that baby don't know where she is.
Slow. People on Twitter were so mad at her when she was drugging Bo and she started taking off her clothes. I have to do this. I'm like, no, the hell you don't. You could be a good hoe and pretend like you slept with him, dummy.
Well, whatever. She could do it and act it well.
Who cares what she decides to plan or set up or make him look like
wild,
this or that? She sucks while she's doing it.
Acting classes. ABC needs to do a 2-for-1 sale with her and Denise Vassy because them babies don't know where they are.
To me, this wasn't a good find for Frank. I was like, Frank out of guiding light.
They were looking at that hype. Ooh, Otalia, hit couple. Yeah. The reason they were a hit couple is on Days of Our Lives.
Because Crystal Chappelle did all the heavy lifting.
The power broker of that duo is on the West Coast. They should have gotten someone else to play on there if they wanted to generate heat from Gossip.
I have to put on a black wig. Adios, mijo. You know, something. I don't know. Somebody.
That wasn't a good power move. They should have picked someone else.
Wanda Jesus. I mean, where's she at these days?
What I also enjoyed about that story and then also the accident was the fact that you had Matt tying the two together, or Matthew tying the two together.
Who the hell is Matt?
Matthew Matthew's acting out this last week and basically telling the little four boy off and all of his anger over catching his dad with a Nez, even though they didn't end up doing anything. That's... Matthew's going to be the one who's going to perpetuate it. And it's a pretty nice little slick twist.
He's going to feel like a real ass hat when he finds out what happens. She goes,
well, Bo doesn't remember anything.
I like, you know.
I've liked Michael or Matthew too, but it's like, okay, so he tells Destiny, I swerved, I almost got in an accident, and that was it. It's like, so you didn't notice the other car that got run off the road and the two people in it?
Well, when you act like that, I don't know. Maybe his little
maybe Matthew killed it, Eddie Ford.
Mind was just going crazy.
Well, and considering he was like paralyzed after a car accident, he probably wanted to get the hell out of there.
I guess.
Okay, so Vickian and Dorian are teaming up to take on Echo. Any thoughts?
Take that bitch down, Vicky. You get your man, or you tell her.
I really like Echo. I mean, I like the whole storyline, but...
Well, I want... it should be a Who Shot Charlie storyline where they accidentally try to shoot Echo and they shoot Charlie.
The problem
Charlie.
With that storyline is no one would care.
Yeah. I know I wouldn't, but I like those two teaming up. Charlie ought to be ashamed of himself forcing that heifer on Vicky. You better stop before Nikki and what you call a Tricky. Come out and pop the shit out of you.
They need a black personality for Vicky. Tricky!
And what's going to happen then, too, when this, I mean, further down the road, when Vicky finds out that this is all because of Clint's manipulations?
Well, you know, Tricky going to come up and beat
the
shit out
of Clint. She will have a bad case of righteous indigestion, and it will be wonderful, and she'll get her 78th Emmy nomination from it. How dare you, Clint! You just wreck everyone's lives!
No, you did it! Oh.
She's going to be shaking her head. Dorian! I didn't do it, Vicky. Oh, Clint! Ain't nobody do that. Her and Susan Flannery are the best at it. Mm. They look like...
There is nothing like a pissed off Erica Slezak, man. Like
those two come after you. Well, don't sleep on Robin Strasser. Yo, she can throw it down, too.
No, I'm sorry. She's going to be... Da, 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 da,
in this storyline, she is just going to be like the cat that ate the canary. She's going to be happier than a pig in shit about how it all tumbles out.
She's like the chorus for this story. She just goes around commentating.
Because she had nothing to do with it, so she's going to be happier than heck to expose it all.
The fact that...
Stop.
But it's also nice that they're pulling in the personal moments when Dorian's saying, I don't want to have happen to you what happened to me with David. I thought that was a nice touch.
I like their frenemy status, but I'm like Strasser, what she told Logan.
Oh, she kept the hood, yeah.
I don't want them to be, you know, I don't want years and years of them getting along. You know, she need to go on and fuck Joey again so the feud can be reignited.
You know,
listen, he told me to tell you he found something fresh and
Aubrey. He didn't want fresh. He wanted seasoned with a little tartness to it. That's why he went with Dorian the first time. Young ain't always best. Sometimes you want your meat.
That was a long time ago. Cheese ages.
You just an ageist bastard is what you is.
I am not. I am a big proponent of older women, younger men pairings. I think they usually can be done really well.
Dorian and Joey were one of the best in the history of soaps.
They were awesome. They really
No,
really
I'm not
were.
Arguing anything about then. I'm talking about right now.
It could be good. Back,
but I would tune in just to watch because it was hot.
I don't think of this little boy and Dorian now.
I'd love to see it.
Like him. You don't like the new Joey?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, you know, if they were to do the whole...
Well, he's gotten so much younger.
Like Dorian.
Yeah, that's true.
Instead of a cougar, it'll be a saber-toothed tiger story.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't
see. To me, the new Joey is sort of like the new Bianca. An adequate actor... but doesn't necessarily make me watch.
Do you feel like in 3 months you're kind of going to be like, yeah, she was okay at first, or he was okay at first, but now I'm kind of like...
No, because I mean, he was an adequate actor on As the World Turns, but he wasn't anything to write home about, and he's not anything to write home about on One Life to Live. He's good, he's solid, but he's... he doesn't have a presence. He doesn't have the presence that I.
Both of the people you mentioned were cast only because of their resemblance to the actors who made the roles famous. The Bianca was cast because the girl looks like Eden Regal. And this Joey was obviously cast because he looks like Nathan Fillion 10 years ago.
Well, and that may be fully true. I'm just saying it's one of those things where these characters are – I don't have any feeling one way or another in terms of caring about them, because it's like he's doing a good job. He's delivering his lines. He's significantly better acting than some of the people on the cast, but I just don't care.
I think Joey should be Kelly's age. I mean, yeah. I don't know why they couldn't do Michael Park or somebody that's actually the right age. You know, people are like – when I suggested Michael Park, he's too old. He's the same damn age as Nathan Fillion. They're like 2 or 3 years apart. Nathan Fillion is old now. He's old. He in his 40s. And they still casting 20-year-old
boys. I like
boys
to hope
to
that when
Toby.
I'm in my 40s, I'm not old. Okay.
You will. I'm here to tell you what God loves.
He's not in his 40s. Well, he's about to be. But, yeah, I get what you saying.
He's not 20.
Not a spring chicken. Yeah.
Well, they should have just had Neil Patrick Harris play the role of Joe.
He got time.
Not horrible together.
Well, let's talk about Days of Our Lives for a moment. This last week, as I was watching the episodes, I was thinking to myself, damn it, they are really making it hard for me to root for EJ and Sammy, because they're writing him as an utter, complete bastard. Not that he hasn't been in the past, because he has.
You mean like the time he raped her in the car with a gun?
Well, I know, but the fact that he's forcing Sammy to tell her son that she does not love him, and that she's choosing husband over
his death and made Sammy believe it.
I know, but watching poor Sammy have to tell her son that she doesn't want to be with him because she'd rather be with her husband is just hardcore callous.
She didn't have to say that. These shows kill me with that kind of stuff. She could tell EJ, go on and tell him. My daddy is the police commissioner. I'll lie and say that's a lie. That that little Mexican girl made up that tape. She doctored it up on YouTube. This is just stupid. You wouldn't just blackmail me like this over and over again.
I'm serious. I'm sure.
So what is wrong with Johnny?
He has retinoblastoma.
Retinoblastoma, yeah.
It's the same disease that Matthew Ashford's little boy, or was it a little girl? One of Matthew Ashford's kids has it, and so does Hunter Tyler. It's a real disease. It's not a made-up Days disease.
Sad that we have to differentiate.
Oh, because they do makeup stuff.
Yeah.
They make up stuff. Jack had a fake disease last time he was on. But, no, this is a real childhood cancer from what I've understood, the only treatment is the removal of your eye. And while I commend Days,
I just have to remember the last time
they tried a socially relevant storyline, we got the little autistic baby slung down the stairs all the time. I mean, that is not a storyline. That is not a socially relevant storyline. I hope that this is not going to be just used as some plot point that when he's blind, we're going to throw him down the stairs so that EJ and Sammy can be mad at each other. I mean,
Days of Our Lives, I mean, if they end up having to have the surgery and the eye removed, they're going to have Philip without a leg and little Johnny's not going to have an eye.
Oh, my God.
Philip's leg done grew back.
Yeah. You don't ever notice him limping no more or nothing.
Up and lock. Yes. With new kids on the block.
Drop it.
You don't see no shit. That storyline, that is, Philip got that leg.
He still limps a little.
He don't have a limp.
No, he don't.
Philip be running and stuff. He be doing
the running man.
They don't even care about that no more.
There's gonna be two people running around Salem named Patch.
No, he'll get a glass eye. You can get a glass eye with that.
I'm gonna fit to say, you know.
This was another soap. I hate to say it. If it was another soap, we'd take it seriously. But with Days, I'm like. Lord, Stefano going to put a microchip in his eye and it'll be all right. But I'm excited that Bo and Hope are going on the run like I wanted. Yay! I just hope they get some money to go somewhere.
I think with this whole – oh, Lord, look at you. But
I don't want him to go to purple land.
No, I'm thinking maybe with this whole storyline with Johnny, this may garner Sweeney finally an Emmy nom. You know what I mean?
It is kind of becoming like what they did with Lucci. Me and my grandma used to make a joke about how every year they do something to Bianca until Susan Lucci got the Emmy. One year they made her burn down the house. Then the next time they made Bianca anorexic. Then they made her gay. We were like, what they gonna do to Bianca next? Shoot her out of a plane? They gonna get Susan Lucci an Emmy. So I'm like, uh-oh.
Maybe this will be that for James Scott, yeah.
Well, James Scott, he gonna have to make sure he's a good actor, but he gonna have to make sure not to go into scenery chewing
do
mode.
It, do it. Know? What about the, do the baby?
He can do that Terrell Tiffin baby. You know, he not himself. You know, he can get.
You put him on there with Terrell Tiffin.
Terrell Tiffin, yes, when Terrell Tiffin did.
No.
That was how James Scott was
acting. I wanted that. I need someone to send me that YouTube clip. Cause I need to see that.
You've never seen Terrell Tiffin doing that?
No. Well, yes, I saw that. No, I mean for me to compare and contrast, I need to see EJ, James Scott doing
James
that.
James Scott showed his natural ass when that storyline was going on. And it was what made it worse is he had that long floppy hair and it would be flopping all down in his face and he'd be slinging it out. Like he was turning into the Incredible Hulk.
Can you please find that for me? I need to see that for you to call
it. Good at searching for respect. Put out to fans. Any fans who can find YouTube clips of when EJ was mourning the loss of baby Grace or one of them. Which one?
Yeah, baby Grace. Yeah.
Send that to us and we'll give you a shout out so Jillian can see that tomfoolery that he did.
To call him on the same level as Terrell Tiffin, that's a
it
big
was bad. He was bad. He chewed some scenery. He chewed up all that purple scenery. Look, his mouth looked like he had been drinking some grape Kool-Aid because all the scenery he chewed.
God.
Well, before we wrap up this episode, I do have another question for you, Jillian, because I want to know what's going to happen with Rafe and Victor teaming up.
Ooh. He's going to spank him.
I don't really know yet. Like, I don't, you put me on the spot, Luke. I don't know. I haven't gotten the spoilers yet. I guess they're going to team up to take the Damaras down. Shit.
Okay,
about on Days of Our Lives.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saying.
I thought you meant Rafe. Well, that takes my joke away. I thought you meant Victor Newman and Rafe.
What are you doing? I'm like, what? What are you doing?
That's why I said spank him. He wants to spank somebody.
I
guess you can consider like Victor sort of like his mentor, if you can even call him that, because, you know, he always going to Victor, which I find kind of odd, a law enforcement man going to Victor.
Maybe he needs a father figure.
Victor said, I got too much stray kids. I don't need another one.
True. Also, Casey Diedrich and Molly Burnett will be guesting on Empire, so congratulations to them.
And Michael Park. Michael Park is going to be at a Broadway revival of How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying with Daniel Radcliffe and the girl that used to play Drew on Guiding Light. My girl Drew was the baddest. What is her name in real life?
Yeah, she's so bad you forgot her name.
Anyway.
On that note, we would encourage you to comment on this episode at daytimeconfidential.com. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/DCConfidential. Add us as a friend on Facebook. We would also like to wish everyone a very merry and safe Christmas, whether you be traveling or at home with family and friends. We wish you all the best.
Ho, ho, ho.
Until next time, so long.
Y'all come back now, you hear?